Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, I cannot live no other way but to love God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, and I welcome you here today. Make sure that you tune in live by calling in at 630-323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. Our topic for today is maintaining balance in an unbalanced world. Maintaining balance in an unbalanced world. And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, on my website, feelthefire.com, the Morning Motivation page, or even better, just follow the podcast, and the link to the recording will be text to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can follow us by texting the message, MM, for Morning Motivation, to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. Okay, learn more about me, hear prior sermons, send me your prayer requests and everything else on the web at feelthefire.com. That's FeelDFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, reading from the KJV. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let me read that again. Listen to your spirit, brothers and sisters. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Maintaining balance in an unbalanced world. How do you sustain or even establish order in your life and home when chaos is the meal of the day all around you? Whether spiritually, politically, on the job, at home, or even in the church, it appears that morals and common courtesy have dissipated. In other words, you know, they have gone away. So how are you going to set the standard and make sure that things are occurring in the proper sequencing or the proper order in your life when everything around you says that order no longer matters, that it is really a concept of do what you want to do, when you want to do it, however you want to do it, and whatever feels right is now the right thing to do, because there is no longer a litmus test between right and wrong. I'm talking about maintaining balance in an unbalanced world. In the book of Matthew 6:33, which I read unto you earlier, the Bible gave us the sequencing which is necessary to be able to establish the correct order. And once we have established the correct order, then everything that flows from that cannot help but be in order itself. It said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. In other words, the priority in your life, the priority in my life, the priority in our lives must be seeking out the will and living the will of God. Well, how do you seek out the kingdom? Where do you find the rules and the protocols for the kingdom? You find this in the Word of God. So in other words, the first thing you have to do, the first thing I must do, the first thing that we all must do is to establish the priority that God is the priority. Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Until God becomes the priority in our lives, then everything else that's going on in our lives will continue to be haphazard, will continue to be out of order, because the first thing, the first priority must be the kingdom of God. It must be living His will. It must be spending quality time with God. See, if you're not spending any time with God, then I can guarantee you that you're not seeking first the kingdom of God. And if you're not seeking first the kingdom of God, I can guarantee you that you don't live the order and the righteousness of the kingdom of God. And you will see that manifested in everything you do, because your decisions will not be of God. The things you plan out and strategize won't be in accordance with God's will. The things that you say and do, they will be in opposition to the will of God. You will live a sinful life happily because you're not seeking the kingdom of God. You will do what man tells you to do or what the world says is right rather than what God says is right. And not only will you do it, but you will argue to live the sinful life. You will justify the sinful life. You will live it, justify it, be happy in it, because you refuse to seek first the kingdom of God. Living saved is not that we get to cherry pick our sin. In other words, we don't get to say, well, I'll follow God in this, but I'll sin in that. No. We're supposed to be seeking God with our whole heart. Now, this does not mean that you are perfect. It doesn't mean that I am perfect, but it means that we strive to live perfect under the will of God. We do not willfully sin. We're not willfully in fornication. Oh, you don't want me to deal with that, right? Fornication is sex outside of marriage. So our goal, right, is to not live that kind of life. Now, it's not easy to live abstinent. I live abstinent. It is very hard because you're still human. You're still a person. God has made you to have sexual desires because He's made us to procreate, to reproduce, and to have sex inside of marriage. But 1 Corinthians 6 says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is out the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Because you begin to attach to that person. You're giving to that person what God has meant to only be given to another person in marriage. Maintaining balance in an unbalanced world requires you to understand that Christians set the standard. You set the pace for what the world is supposed to be, for what the balance is supposed to be. So if you are out of order, if the standard bearer is out of order, you cannot be surprised when everything else in your home is out of order, when everything else in your life is out of order, because you're not maintaining balance. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Romans 1, 24 through 28. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up into vile, in other words, evil affections. For even their women did change the natural into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use or the sexual use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men working that which is unseemly. This is what the Bible says. And receiving in themselves that recompense or that punishment of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God or obey God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, a mind devoid of righteous judgment, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness. What's all unrighteousness? Not just the homosexuality, but fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy. I'm reading the word, folks. Murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, inflexible, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, knowing the word of God, knowing the ramifications, knowing the punishment, they that which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but take pleasure in them, maintaining balance in an unbalanced world. You first have to decide who you are, who you're going to be. If you are a Christian, then you got to live a Christian life. You got to seek first God's kingdom, prioritize time with God so that God can dwell within you, so that God can bless the work of your hands, so that God's presence can dwell in your home, so that God's presence can dwell in your place, the job, so that God's presence can dwell in your church, so that God's presence can dwell in your children, so that when you pray, your prayers can be answered, so that you also draw others unto Christ. That's how you begin to set the standard, which brings in the balance in an unbalanced world. As is the head, so goes the body. If the head is rotten and unrighteous, the rest of your body is unrighteous and rotten. If you are rotten and unrighteous, don't be surprised that your spouse is rotten and unrighteous. Your children, your grandchildren are rotten and unrighteous. Don't be surprised that your coworkers have rotten and unrighteous conversation and your friends among you, because you are the one who's supposed to set the balance. Maintaining balance in an unbalanced world. We don't have but a few minutes. We have to go into prayer, but I'm going to give you some more scriptures right quickly. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That is all that is required, is that you repent of your sins, that you ask the Lord to come into your life, and then that you seek him. This is not a one-time thing of seeking first the kingdom of God. Daily I have to seek God. Daily I have to renew my mind, as the word teaches us in Romans 12, 1 through 2. Daily I have to pray. Daily I got to spend time with God, and multiple times throughout the day, because Satan's job is to bring sin, is to bring lust, is to try to keep us off balance. So multiple times a day, I have to rebuke him and say, get thee behind me, Satan. Whether it's something I'm doing or thinking, whether it's something my family's doing or thinking, whether it's something friends are doing or thinking, I have to consistently seek first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So do you. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It doesn't matter how good you've lived, how moral you are. Part of maintaining balance is being able to understand that all of us have lived sinful lives. Proverbs 16 and 25, there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If you want to maintain balance, get yourself in alignment. You said the Lord, pray with your family, pray for your kids before they leave out, and even if they're grown, still call their names out in prayer. Pray for your family members, seek the Lord, be a witness, strive to be a light. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things, it said in Matthew 6:33, will be added unto you. We're going to finish up or do part two of this tomorrow. Isn't this some good word? Come on and praise the Lord now as we go into prayer. Just begin to worship God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Come on, saints, praise the Lord. Come on, worship him. Seek him first. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify you today. Father, we give your name glory. We give you honor. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy, Father. If we had 10,000 tongues, we surely could not praise your name enough. But you are worthy from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. You are worthy, Father. And all we can do is say thank you. All we can do is say thank you. All we can do is what you've done for us. Our unworthy, dirty souls, our disobedient selves, and you keep on blessing us. You keep on making ways. You keep on doing great things. All we can do is say thank you, Father. All we can do is say hallelujah. Now, Father, help us, Lord, to seek first your kingdom. Help us to set quality time with you. Help us, Father, to make sure we are in morning motivation, that we're receiving the word, we're praying, we are completing our daily tasks. Help us, Father, to make sure that we are praising and worshiping you, not to let 24 hours by without having spent some quality time with you. It doesn't matter if it's in the morning or the afternoon or the night, Father, just as long as it is undistracted, complete, unadulterated adoration with you and of you. Father, help us, hallelujah, to get in alignment so that we can set and maintain the balance in a chaotic, hectic, ungodly, unbalanced world. Help us, Father, not to get offended at your word, but rather to say, oh God, I found myself in that word today, and I repent of my sin. I repent of my disobedience, Father, and to submit that unto you. And Father, if the sin has encompassed us to the point where we can't even get out of it on our own, help us to remember that's what you are there for, and to say, Lord, help me. Father, I want to live right, but I'm so deep down in this thing, I don't even know how to separate myself from it. Father, come in and strengthen me. Give me the power. Give me the mindset. Give me the will to cut it off, to walk away. Give me the know-how. Give me the determination. Give me the faith, Father, because I want to set and maintain balance, with that balance being you as the priority in a very unbalanced world. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening right now. I say, bless them, Father. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them right now. Bless their fruit of their womb and the seed of their loins. Bless, Father, and rebuke the devourer, rebuke the devourer, rebuke the enemy, right? And just come in and supply every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, our time is run. I got to give you our task. Come on and worship him, brothers and sisters. Oh, just clap your hands and praise God. Just say, Father, I thank you that I will maintain balance in an unbalanced world. Now, our topic for today is maintaining balance in an unbalanced world. Your task for today is to establish time that you will spend time with the Lord every day. I'm not going to tell you how long, because it has to be undistracted quality time, which means only you know how much time you need to spend with the Lord. Make sure it includes listening to morning motivation. You can listen on your break at lunch. You can listen on your drive to work or on your way back home. You can listen with your family. Remember, the recording stays available all day. So start off with this, because it's going to give you a teaching and prayer and a task, and then go from there into what you need to personally say with the Lord. Set the balance, because you set the pace. I'll see you in the morning. Visit me and send your prayer request at feelthefire.com. Live a good life and